Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought,
fire and brimstone coming down from the skies, rivers and seas boiling,
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes,
the dead rising from the grave,
human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If, however, you are the governor and you really want to see your family in Florida, because we all miss our families, then go ahead. And if you get caught, just lie.
When it comes to lies like this, they're like Doritos. You can't just do one. You keep lying and lying and lying.
I don't know where these jackaloons come up with this stuff.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're having a good time with the VIPs today. Everybody having a good time?
Yeah.
Glad to be back in the studio with the VIPs. As a texter said, I like having a studio audience. And, you know, if you want to get on board, we're going to be doing this every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday through the end of September. So go to Howie Carr Show. Click on store or click on the VIPs, and you can get the tickets to the VIP, and you get a nice meal. Today it was from Floramos, books, pictures with all of us, and it's just I think it's a good time. Everybody seems to have a good time. By the way, we're sold out of the Floramos cheap bastard deal, but there's still some leftovers from today's Grace's Goodies. It's Cape Lily Ocean Sea Salt made soaps. They won't leave your skin dry. It's really good. We've all of us here have been using it. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store for the $50 gift card that is only $25 while they last. $25 while they last. And this is from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, Cape Lily. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the lines, we're going to take a lot of calls this hour. But I want to play the Michigan GOP ad. You just heard part of it in the intro. As you know, Gretchen Whitmer has issued some draconian lockdowns as time has gone on, these 14, 15 months now. And she likes to keep everybody locked down except for herself and her husband and her chief aides. It's okay for them to put their boats in the water on the Great Lakes. It's okay for them to go to Florida. It's just people... the little people in Michigan, and the guy with the one chair barbershop, you know, he can't open up, but she can go wherever the hell she wants. So the Michigan Republican Party has put out an ad attacking Gretchen Whitmer for her hypocrisy, specifically going to Florida after she ordered everybody else not to go to Florida and then trying to keep it a secret. Cut 28.
Here in Michigan, we sacrifice and do the right thing for our fellow Michiganders. When Governor Whitmer mandated we cancel vacations and weddings to help stop COVID-19, we did it. When forced to visit our loved ones through glass windows, as hard as it was, we listened. If, however, you are the governor and you really want to see your family in Florida, because we all miss our families, then go ahead. And if you get caught, just lie. If the governor says no spring break this year, then that goes for all of us. Except, of course, if you are the person in the governor's office who is in charge of vaccine distribution and needing a girl's trip to Florida, then have a good time. Don't worry about failing to fill out the state's vaccine order, missing the deadline to get an additional 360,000 doses during a massive COVID surge. Your tan will be on point this summer. And as much as we all want to get a condo in sunny Gulf Shores, Alabama, we should heed Whitmer's advice. Unless you're her public health director, then bon voyage. Remember, Michigan, we are all in this together. We play by the rules. unless you're Governor Whitmer or work for Whitmer. And in that case, play by your own rules. Pure hypocrisy. Pure Whitmer.
That's a good ad. Of course, it runs a minute 30, so I kind of doubt that they're running it on local broadcast TV. It's probably just, you know, for our benefit, for free media. If you put it on your Republican websites. But still, it's a good ad. It reminds people of what's going on here. 844-500-4242. I was thinking about some of the hypocrisy the other day when the votes came in from Austin, Texas, where they've allowed bums to have free range in the city of Austin, but it was totally out of control. They were causing fires, crime, all kinds of stuff. So they put it to a vote, and the hippies in Austin and liberals voted to start rounding up the bums, basically 58-42. But the guy who was trying to stop it was this guy Adler, the mayor. Remember him? He was the guy who at Thanksgiving last year. He took his family down to Mexico for a vacation, and then when he was in Mexico, he's out of the country. In Mexico, he records a public service announcement telling people not to leave their homes and not to have anybody in their homes for Thanksgiving from his posh resort in Mexico. Do as we say, not as we do. 844-500-4242. We still got a few more Biden cuts to play here. We should probably play a couple of these here. And this is, I always like this, where he talks about the need for health and then punctuates it with a nice hacking cough at the end. And that's what we have here. Cut 46.
In the next 2 months, our focus is going to be on three groups: kids between 12 and 15 who are awaiting potential FDA authorization to get a shot; two, adults who have had trouble locating a place to get a shot or who just haven't gotten around to it; and three, those who need more convincing, being convinced of the necessity of getting the vaccine.
I have two vaccines. I'm okay. Cut 50.
Most people will be convinced by the fact that their failure to get the vaccine may cause other people to get sick and maybe die.
They will be convinced by their failure to get the vaccine. Okay. All right. And again, I raise the question, when is the announcement coming that there will be no large-scale celebrations on tomorrow, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo? Have there been any? But he comes back again to the 4th of July. Cut 52.
It's not like July 4th, the doors close. It's just I picked July 4th to try to get to a place where we get back closer to normal. And so we're going to be vaccinating people into next fall. This is not going to something all of a sudden July 4th where we're going to just declare it's over.
So in other words, there's no reason for the July 4th date. Why didn't you pick then Cinco de Mayo? If there's no I prefer Cinco de Mayo as the deadline as opposed to July 4th for any number of reasons. 844-500-4242. And again, they're using this bogus number too that really bugs me. Cut 47.
Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated. That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days. Of course, Americans can still get shots after July 4th, but no one should wait. Let's try to hit that 70% mark, at least with one shot before that day.
What is the significance of 70%, by the way? Aren't they saying, didn't the New York Times, not that I trust the New York Times, but they moving the goalposts again, and they're saying we're not going to have herd immunity, right? So what is the significance of 70% if there's not going to be any such thing as herd immunity? Why am I even asking these questions when I know these are rational questions for which there are no rational answers from the Fauciist regime in Washington? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and now the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free shipping when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you don't want to get the vaccine, is there any freebie that would convince you otherwise?
Not even a 2-for-1 special from Governor Phil Murphy.
84% say nope, not a chance.
All right. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, I just think this thing is totally out of control. Why are they bribing, you know, kids that are 18 to even 35 years old to take this experimental jab that there's no history on? It hasn't been animal tested, and they've got a better chance of, you know, dying by getting hit by something falling out of the sky. What do you think the end game here is? Why are they pushing this? It's a total psyop.
I think they just want to retain control of the situation, don't they, John? They just want to keep everybody scared, terrified. It's easier to control a population in fear, isn't it?
Maybe it's all about the passports. I'm really not sure. But, you know, it's dangerous. And I know how you had the vaccine. And, you know, I mean, as you get older, you know, the odds might be in your favor to get it, but I mean, what the mainstream media is not doing is they're not telling you what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers. I'm not advising anybody to do anything they don't want to do. It's up to you. This is a free country, and again, I don't even go along with this proposal by some politicians, and they're almost always Democrats who are talking about this. You know, forcing public employees to get the vaccination. I mean, how do you do that? You know, and again, I thought that these are the same people that want to force everybody to get vaccinations who tell you, you know, our bodies ourselves, you know, keep your hands off my uterus, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, fill in the blank, same-sex partners, polymorphous or whatever they call it, multi-partner marriages, you know, incest, bestiality. They don't have any problems with any of that stuff, but they want to force people to get vaccinations. How again, How does that make any sense? It doesn't. 844-500-4242. 201 says, the new plan, we have failed to reach herd immunity. Mail-in voting must continue for 2022 and 2024. Don't you get the feeling that when the New York Times put that story on the front page, you know, herd immunity doesn't look like it's in the works, that that was a feel-good story for the for their readers? You know, oh, yes, yes, we can keep the lockdown going. I can keep trying to mask shame everybody I run into out on the path in the morning. I can scream at people who don't go down the right aisle one way in the supermarket. You know, I can insist on 6 feet social distancing, and I can wear three masks, four masks, five, six. Do I hear seven? Jeannie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just had one quick question, is why the Biden administration wouldn't be concentrating on getting the drug vaccine FDA approved. I think that may help to get the quota they're trying to reach.
But I think, you know, these FDA experiments take a long, long time. You know, there were, again, there was a story, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times. It was an op-ed piece from just about a year ago, maybe like now it's 54 weeks ago. And it said that if they observed the usual protocols for testing a vaccine, they wouldn't have gotten it out until November of 2033. So, I mean, Operation Warp Speed, it did do an amazingly swift job of getting everything, of getting the vaccine out. And again, I don't know how safe it is. As John said, I'm at an age and in a situation where there are a lot of things I don't have to worry about that younger people have to worry about. So I just went ahead and got it. And I don't want to have to deal with this BS about, you know, being stopped somewhere and being told I can't get on an airplane or anything like that. And again, I hope that it never comes to that, but I don't want to have to deal with it if it does. So that's why I made the decision, but it's an individual decision.
Right. You have people like me where I try to prevent taking an Advil if I could. I don't like anything foreign in my body that I don't need.
Right.
If there's something I can do to prevent taking something I don't need, I do that instead. More natural. I'm not holistic. I'm not a naturalist or anything like that. But if I don't need it, I don't take it.
Right. As most of you know, I had shingles once. It was horrible. I would do anything to avoid getting shingles again. I mean, if you told me, Howie, you can either take a COVID shot or a shingles shot, I'm going with shingles for sure. I'm much more worried about shingles than I am about COVID. But I got both shots. And that's the decision I made, but I'm not going to tell anybody else what to do. And I don't think anybody should tell you what to do. And I think they just keep moving the goalposts. So if it gets up to 70%, you know damn well it's going to be, well, you know, we've decided, Dr. Fauci says, and Dr. Walensky say, it's, you know what, we're going to need 80%. We're going to need 80%. So you're going to have to keep your masks on until we get to 80%. Oh, okay. All right. 844-500-4242. You know, they say in Pennsylvania, nothing comes down until it reaches 70%. Well, there's another way restrictions end. That's if you have an election next year and Governor Wolf gets 49% of the vote. Then I would assume that will be the end of the restrictions again. So there are various numbers that could work to get us out of this this mess that we're in. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. And I'm going to tell you about a new word. There's a new word for welfare. It's called allowances. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But we've really got to not declare victory prematurely. So we're in the late innings. But it's not over. That's the thing we really got to get people to appreciate. We're going in the right direction. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But now's not a time to declare victory. It's a time to get more and more people vaccinated, just the way the president said today. We want to get to that goal. It's a doable goal, and I believe we'll get there.
So you think the seventh, the eighth inning, or late innings? What inning are you talking about?
How about the bottom of the sixth? Try that one.
All right, I'll go with the bottom of the sixth.
My fellow Americans, we all want to leave Vietnam, but we must have peace with honor. This is going to go on longer than the war in Afghanistan. I'm telling you, that's the end game. Keep it going. And how about all these scams that are going on? Here's today's scam. This is just in Boston, U.S. District Court. A former Beverly pizza shop owner is charged with scamming federal coronavirus relief dough. Get it? Dough? Pizza? To buy alpacas, run a radio show about cryptocurrency, and go to a cosmetic spa. Dana McIntyre, a 57-year-old man who formerly owned Rasta Pasta Pizzeria in Beverly, is charged with federal counts of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. He filed a fraudulent application last April, just a little over a year ago, to receive $666,000 from the Paycheck Protection Program.
I feel bad for any listeners to his podcast that found out he was investing his money in alpacas.
He lied about the income from his pizza shop in an attempt to qualify for extra cheese. Get it? From the government. Plus applying for fake businesses, including Dana's Dank Pies. Oh, that sounds tasty, doesn't it? Dana's Dank Pies under his kid's name. Okay, that was today. I just happened to have printed up one from yesterday.
Oh, that was a real fleece job, though, huh?
Here's one. John Doe. You'd be amazed how many of these federal indictments now in Boston are for John Doe.
Is this Doe, D-O-U-G-H?
This is D-O-E, but okay. I think it should be Juan Doe, considering who it is. A Charlestown man. I'm going to say he lived in the Bunker Hill Projects. Whose identity is unknown, was charged last week in connection with an alleged scheme to fraudulently claim COVID-19 related unemployment assistance and commit other frauds, all in connection with his use of a stolen identity. An individual referred to as John Doe, because they can't tell who he is. They don't know his identity. You've run into that, right? Many, many times, if we had a cop in here. Was charged in a superseding indictment with three counts of wire fraud, one count of false representation of a social security number, and one count of aggravated identity theft. Let's see what he used the social security number of a Puerto Rican on an application for a duplicate driver's license he submitted to the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. And then, of course, he applied for unemployment insurance under the not the PPP, the PUA. You can't tell the scams without a scorecard. There's so many of them. Fauci just bugs the hell out of me. The sixth inning. It's going to be the world's longest baseball game. What is the world's
especially longest? Especially if he's pitching.
Yeah, what is the world's longest baseball game? About 25 innings, something like that.
It was in Pawtucket, wasn't it?
Oh, I mean pro. I'm talking about major league.
Okay.
I know it's pro Pawtucket, but I'm talking about major league. I don't know how long it is. Someone will know. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on. You know, I remember the Democrats were all against the vaccine when it was Trump's vaccine. But
right.
Now that it's Biden's vaccine, they want to make it mandatory for everybody.
Right. But again, even though it's going to be mandatory, Mike, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. You're going to have to keep wearing masks. You're going to have to keep it shut down because, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. People are still dying, believe it or not. It's an amazing thing.
This week.
Nobody ever died before now, right?
Yeah. I'm going to the VA this week to get mine, and I'm going to be say loudly in the waiting room, that I want the Trump vaccine against the China virus.
You're going to the VA in Jamaica Plain?
No, in White River Junction, Vermont. That's good. Right on the New Hampshire.
That's good. I was going to suggest you don't do that in Jamaica Plain. You might be charged with a hate crime by the Suffolk County District Attorney. You may be safe in White River Junction, Vermont, though. Thanks for the call, Mike. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I had a good weekend this Saturday. We had a nice little 300-person-plus anti-vax and anti-mask protest in Boston. It was good. It was fun, you know, handing out pamphlets and stuff. I'm surprised I can still find my way around there, even though I haven't been there for a while. But I don't think this is going to end. They're too drunk with power. I think people are just going to finally realize just how drunk with power the Democrats are. Because there used to be a whole bunch of leftists that were anti-big pharma, you know, into holistic medicine. And, you know, eventually these people are going to snap, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You got to break a cult, you have to cut off their support somehow. So somehow you have to, you have to stop the cult leaders from getting all the money from the followers. So you somehow have to break the followers of their belief. How are you going to break these people? They're watching CNN and MSNBC every night. They're reading the New York Times. They're scared. They're scared witless. And you know, we used to have a saying in the construction trades in Massachusetts and probably elsewhere, don't kill the job. You know, I'd be going around with my TV camera when I worked for a TV station, and we'd be showing these projects that have been going on for years, and the construction workers would yell, Howie, don't kill the job. And 508 just pointed out, what is this other than don't kill the job? You know, it's the same thing. Contact tracers. You know, all these people working on the charts and the dashboards, you know, finagling the numbers for Charlie Parker to make him look better. I mean, it's just a scam across the board. And the rates are the lowest they've been in months. And as well they should be, because we're coming to the warmest part of the year now. And this is what happens in the spring with every virus all the time. We're going to have a guy on tomorrow, Niall Ferguson, who's written a new book, and he talks a lot about the difference between now and the 1957-58 Asian flu, which didn't cripple the country. And I think I mentioned yesterday, it was in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, when the Asian flu broke out, they had the first reports in May, and by August, they were inoculating the recruits at the army bases that were coming on board. They did everything in 3 months. Talk about Operation Warp Speed. And President Eisenhower, you know how much he spent getting the country ready for the Asian flu in 2021 dollars? $25 million, as opposed to $6 trillion. And we seem to have gotten through it. Someone says the longest the Major League Baseball game was 33 innings.
That was the one in Pawtucket.
Oh, okay. So it's not MLB then. Someone else says 26 innings in May 1st, 1920. I don't know what it, I don't know what the real number is. 844-500-4242. Rita, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rita.
Oh, hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
You mentioned a cult leader. I really think it's Bill Gates. You know, I think he's coaching Fauci and all the rest. That's what I think. I mean, and now he's getting divorced, and maybe his wife is catching on to his schemes.
Well, I hope he has to spend more time with his divorce lawyers and less time lecturing the rest of us on how to conduct our lives. That's for sure. 844-500-4242. Government allowances are the new welfare. This was a story in the National Review today. They're changing the names of all these welfare programs to allowances. Like the old federal child tax credit is now going to be known as it's going to be called a child allowance. Do you know why it's going to be called a child allowance instead of a federal child tax credit? Because most of the people getting the tax credit don't pay any taxes. So it's not really a tax credit. It's a welfare program. The new payments have little to do with whether a parent pays taxes. This year, parents don't need to have paid taxes to collect an annual allowance of up to $3,600 per child. So in other words, you're going to be paying people to have more kids like you did before the welfare reform in the mid-1990s. In fact, the only parents not eligible for the allowances are the relatively few high earners who pay most federal income taxes anyway. No work is expected from parents collecting the child allowances. That's reminiscent of welfare programs before bipartisan 1996 reforms that required parents to work or attend training in order to receive government checks. In fact, the biggest recipients of the new child allowance will be parents who earn less than $2,500 a year. How about this? Even adults not living with their children can keep up to $2,000 per child in mistakenly offered allowance payments each year. So this isn't a child allowance. This is a deadbeat dad allowance. I got more to read for you here. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There's a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for 4 consecutive years. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. Right now, this is the best seller's market in living memory. There are a lot more buyers than sellers. You don't need a broker as much as you used to. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at an all-time highs. Think the Cape, think suburban housing. Others, commercial, retail, real estate, are losing ground. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy too before you cash out. Take advantage of these all-time high prices in many sectors of the real estate market. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Then there is Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. You know him. He's got a voice like Charlie Parker's. His voice cracks at all times. He is proposing the permanent expansion of unemployment benefits. He has a proposal, and it's called, listen to this, the Unemployment Insurance Modernization Act. He's going to modernize unemployment. Also calls for the creation of, allowances. He wants to create dependent allowances and job seeker allowances. Now, the job seeker allowances, of course, would end if you ever sought and found a job. So I'm going to guess that very few people will ever find jobs if they're getting job seeker allowances. It's just like you don't mind being in the job training program. You just don't want to get out of the job training program because then you got to actually go to work at a job every day. Wyden's dependent allowances would add $25 per dependent to weekly unemployment benefit checks per dependent. So you think that'd be more fraud that somehow people that were unemployed would somehow suddenly end up with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dependents? There's none of that scamming goes on now, do they, right, with the earned income tax credits? No, nothing like that. The Wyden proposal separately expands eligibility and raises unemployment benefits to at least 75% of a worker's prior wages, almost double the current average. Would that make it easier or harder to get people to come back to work if you gave them 75% of what they were making before? And listen to this. The Wyden proposal pushes it up to 100% during emergencies, including public health emergencies. In other words, the COVID emergency would never end so that everybody could remain on welfare forever. New job seeker allowances. This is all from the National Review. Taylor, we should probably tweet this out, actually. This is pretty good stuff. Let's tweet this story out. It's the headline is government allowances are the new welfare. New job seeker allowances would effectively make the current temporary panic unemployment assistance, PUA, permanent program permanent. That's the PUA. That's the one John Doe from Charlestown was abusing with his fake Puerto Rican identity. Currently, experts suggest up to 30% of the program's claims may be fraudulent. 30%. I'm going to guess in areas like the Bunker Hill Project in Charlestown, it's probably more like 70, 80% fraudulent. Wyden's job seeker allowances would start at $250 per week, and they could last up to 91 weeks. 91 weeks to get a job. That's a long time. Spend a lot of time in Florida, the islands, looking for work or looking for ways to avoid work. Remember, we already hear from people who, these people that are on unemployment, they need to say that they went to a certain number of places every week. So they make appointments and then they blow off the appointments. So it could last up, the job seeker allowances could last up to 91 weeks, depending on unemployment conditions. And would be, listen to this one, would be payable to all unemployed individuals over age 19, including those who've never had a job. So people who've never worked could go on unemployment. What could possibly go wrong with any of these proposals? Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, really love your show. I've been listening to you for years. My mom loves you. You know, we're from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Right by the Connecticut line in Hamden. Yeah, we love you, man. I was going to say, I used to work at a golf course last year, and they put us on unemployment because of the COVID and everything.
Yeah.
It's not as great as everyone says. You know, you'd rather be back at work than on the unemployment, and that money goes quick. So you're only getting like half of what it would have been. And
yeah, but
even if you go to look for a job.
But why do you think? But why do you think
cancel you? You know
they can't. But they can't find any workers. I mean, a lot of people have just checked out, Thomas. I mean, you. I think you may be the exception to the rule here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you got to go out and look for a job. You know, a lot of people, like I talk to, I say, hey, try to get Amazon Prime or something like that. And then, you know, some people do say, oh, well, I'm afraid, you know, my benefits are going to run out and they're going to cancel me, and I'm making like $300 a week. But they were making like $600 or $700 a week, so. And then if they got kids, $25 is nothing nowadays. So it's like they're giving you $25 if you got two kids. It's like it's really nothing, you know.
But if you got two kids and you put in for eight kids, suddenly you're starting to look at some real money. They're picking these people off right and left, the feds. But what percentage of them are they getting of these fraudsters? You know, for every Rasta Pasta that they get, I'm Howie Carr.